thing is lived with us for well, what, 20 years. We lived from 55 to Montrose, then up to Fort Collins area, and then back to the Western Slope before we moved back home in 75.
Yeah, that's great. Good idea, too. Do you have any lamps around that don't run on electricity?
No.
Okay. Have you ever used them any at all?
Like the old coal oil lamps?
Yeah.
Not in our family as such, you know, I've used them just, but we've never depended on them, I guess you could say.
Any that run on kerosene?
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm referring to.
Oh, that's the same thing.
Would be kerosene.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about, do you know of a name for a bed on the floor? Something somebody would sleep with.
Like a pallet?
Yeah. Is that something you used at the ranch or something?
We have a couple of 4-inch foam mattresses.
Yeah.
We have just for a single bed, and a lot of times when our grandkids come down, two-bedroom house, some of them sleep in the spare bedroom, and one of them sleep on the couch, and we bring in those foam mattresses, and if they're not too tall, well, they can sleep on those for...
Would you call those mattresses pallets, or are they a little different?
Foam mattresses is what they are. I always refer to them as a pallet on the floor.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term Sugan?
What?
Sugan?
Sugan, yeah. That's a cowboy term for a bedroll.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Or the other, a bedroll.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. That's basically sort of a heavy blanket.
Yeah. You know, nowadays everybody has sleeping bags. The first ones I was acquainted with were the mummy bags that we got from the surplus stores after we come home. Like I never had a sleeping bag. I served in Europe for 2 years, and all we had was wool blankets. We didn't have sleeping bags.
Those all green blankets.
But they had been developed, and I guess they were for colder climates.
Mm-hmm.
But after we came home, everybody bought a mummy bag.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're real narrow at the foot. They were well named because you had a hell of a time turning over in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. You're the first person I met who actually knows this term, Sugan.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
that's a cowboy term.
Okay. Let me ask you about a couple other household things. Something you would rest your head on at night?
Pillow.
Okay. What are pillows made of around here anymore?
Well, the ones we have are polyester. Yeah, polyester. Our doctor is searching for what anything that could be causing our breathing problems.
Oh, yeah.
A year ago, on Father's Day, our daughter was down from northern part of the state, and our daughter-in-law and two of her brothers, they came in here and pulled up the wall-to-wall carpet.
Wow.
And because Dr. Arnett said, I think your house is killing you.
Yeah.
There's got to be something there that keeps aggravating your asthma problems. Yeah. And I guess when they got to that carpet had been down for 25 years, they got under it, there was just all that powdery stuff that a vacuum doesn't get, you know.
Yeah, right.
And I forgot.
Oh, yeah, right. So you're breathing that in all the time.
No doubt.
Okay. Do you ever do any cooking?
Oh, yeah, quite a bit.
Do you ever wear something over your clothing to protect
you? No, an apron? No.
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 I don't either, but one of these days. Do you?
No.
One of these days I'm going to start wearing one.
Cause, I'm
done. You know, I cook my breakfast and I look at myself after and I'm like, that could have been helped. What do people wear in the wintertime here? What kind of clothing?